I'm just entering my apartment that I'm staying in here at this place in Antigua. It's in a resort called the Veranda, and it's down to the water, and it's just so beautiful. As I enter, the first thing on my right here is a bathroom with two sinks and a big shower. Beautiful, and it's decorated. They put red leaves from flowers everywhere. It's just so beautiful. You can see that they do really an extra effort. And then when I enter the big room, and it is a big room, with two queen-size beds, a couch, a working area, a huge TV, and a small kitchen. And then almost the best part comes out here. It's a big balcony, and it's overlooking the bay, and there's a sailboat out there, and when I look to my right, I can see the ocean is out there, but just across from here, it's in a bay area, and across from here, maybe 300 feet, I think that's just villas over there. Hi! Nice view, isn't it? And looking down at the water, it's turquoise. It's so beautiful. Yeah, I just have this all to myself, and some of the other people from the group are next to me. Wow, and it's hot here. The weather it's a little bit cloudy, but most of all, it's a blue sky, even though the weather forecast said it's going to be totally cloudy today. Oh, let me have a glass of water before going up to the pool area and meeting the other guys.
My cottage is around 700 square feet and classic Caribbean style architecture and decor, with a private balcony, or a veranda as they call it, with a beautiful view through sliding glass doors. It has the look and feel of a cozy Caribbean cottage with whitewashed trim and palais green exterior with a porch in the front. The resort is in a quite big area with I don't know how many cottages. They call them villas and suites. The suites can accommodate up to 4 people and the villas up to 6 people. There are quite a bit of small roads inside the resort, with lots of hills. It's a good way to get exercise, or if you're lazy, you can jump on one of the small open golf cart buses they have driving back and forth, or even just pick up the phone in your cottage and say that you would like one to drop by and pick you up. There's quite a few dining options, with a great variety of restaurants and beach grills. When you stay here, the all-inclusive package includes breakfast, lunch, and dinner, as well as afternoon tea and snacks throughout the day. You'll also have an unlimited alcoholic and non-alcoholic drinks, including water, juice, milk, soft drinks, wine, beer, liquor, and cocktails.